Hello and welcome back to another episode of Bases Loaded. This week we will be doing more NBA playoffs, news. They fired head coach Bud Budenholzer after 5 years. We'll even do a little bit of hockey, which is a little bit of kind of a surprise here because I don't really follow hockey a whole lot other than, like, you know, the Olympics and kind of stuff like that. But, like, the lottery pick was Monday night? Monday or Tuesday? I think it was Monday, actually. So, you know, the draft, well, all the lottery picks have been decided, and then, like in basketball and baseball, the rest of the, you know, the rest of the draft order will be decided, you know, after playoffs conclude in the next, you know, about month and a half-ish type of thing. We also have the NFL schedule will be released tonight. They've announced, I guess, two already. We have the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs will begin their, you know, title defense and look to repeat quest at home against the Detroit Lions, which is a little bit of a weird opener, considering, like, you know, we've had some, like, the past two seasons for, like, the openers with the defending champs, Super Bowl champs, have been a lot better. We had the Buccaneers play the Cowboys, and it was a pretty, you know, high-scoring affair 2 years ago, and then last year it was the Rams, and I think might also been the Cowboys again, too. And that was a pretty good game, too. So, like, I don't know, to do, like, Chiefs against the Lions. I mean, the Lions, you know, played a lot better than their record showed last year. You know, they stopped the Packers from getting into the playoffs by beating them in the last game of the season. So I can see where that going. And, like, they made something, like, you know, stuff and moves and stuff like that. So it's an interesting choice, you know, in terms of, like, the defending champs playing them, but we'll see how it goes. And, you know, the draft is over now, but we still have, you know, some, you know, off-season free agent stuff that can still happen, you know, even maybe a trade or two. So it'll be, you know, it'll be interesting to see what those rosters look like come opening night in regards to that. And then we also have the Monday night game. Aaron Rodgers makes his New York Jets debut. Bad news is it's against, you know, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, I believe. No, it's in New York, I guess. Okay, it's in New York. Not the way probably you want to start your tenure with your new team, but, you know, you at least get to play against, I mean, the best team in the division still in Buffalo. You're at home, so you got that at least. And, you know, the rest of, you know, the schedule will be announced tonight. Yeah, those are the only two that have been announced so far. 7 p.m. Eastern, so 6 p.m. Central Time. I don't know exactly. They probably week by week, I think. I don't know. I don't really pay, you know, watch the whole schedule release because, I don't know, it's not really that much of an interest, and I can always, you know, look it up later and see what are interesting, like, because, you know, I mean, I mostly pay attention to, like, you know, what's the Thursday night game, the Sunday night game, Monday night, because those are always, like, those are nationally televised, and then, you know, the rest of the Sunday games, you know, the noon games and the later, like, 3:30, 3:15, 3:25-ish, you know, games are always kind of based on, like, your area. So, you know, Wisconsin, like, in here where I am, like, you know, we're always going to get the Packers. We pretty much get the Viking games, too, because we're just really close to the Minnesota border and stuff like that. Bears, not really. On occasion, but it's more so if, like, you know, they're playing, you know, Green Bay or Minnesota that we'll see him. And then, you know, you have, like, that nationally televised game in the later half, that is always on like CBS or Fox. They kind of like alternate or something like that based on, you know, who is playing and all that stuff. And I'm sure there's other, you know, probably things that go into that that I don't know about of determining who's showing that game on mall and whatnot. But if it's an AFC game, or if it's AFC teams, then it's going to be on CBS. And if it's an NFC, you know, team, you know, it'll be on Fox. And then if, you know, it's at one team from each conference playing each other, then, you know, I don't know how that is determined. But, you know, usually AFC with CBS, NFC Fox type of thing. So we'll see, you know, who, what they determine to be, you know, these late night, nationally televised, you know, primetime games. That's the word I was looking for, primetime games. I guess, like, now they can switch up the Thursday night games based on, like, you know, stuff. Because there was a couple last year that were just, like, not great to watch. Like, really rough to watch. Like, I kind of, you know, at one point, you know, more so just had them on the game in the background. And it was on, like, my laptop or doing other stuff, like, on my phone. And just kind of watching because it was, like, you know, low scoring, you know, teams that were not really the most interesting to watch. They're kind of like, you know, like a little bit of rebuild, kind of, or kind of trying to make their way, you know, prove themselves with the lead, you know, that they can, like, you know, hang and stuff like that. And, you know, so, you know, on that point, it could be interesting, you know, how they determine, you know, stuff like that, and, you know, what they'll do if they decide to, like, you know, change that. Because, and, like, how much time, because, you know, like, usually you play, like, that Sunday, and then you will get, you know, I think they usually get, like, a Monday off, and then they start, you know, practicing, like, on that Tuesday or something like that. But, you know, with a Thursday night game, you kind of, like, you gotta go right away. You gotta start practicing. And then, like, if you're home, it's better, because you can just stay home. You don't have to, like, travel. You know, if you're the away team, you gotta travel, you know, probably that Wednesday, you know, to wherever you play, and then have, like, a practice or something like that, you know, in that home, in that stadium on, like, a Thursday or whatever, and, you know, you kind of go from there. So that'll be interesting to decide, you know, how they decide, you know, changing up that Thursday night games, if they decide to go that route for some of them, and what the other games will be and all that stuff. And because, I mean, they have, like, this is, like, the schedule announced, and, like, you know, what week you're playing, because, like, they'll announce, like, you know, it's, like, months back, you know, they'll be, like, who this team is, like, you know, whoever your team is, you know, is playing this season. And obviously, you know, you're playing, like, you know, the teams in your division, like, three, six times, you know, three at home, three away, and then you'll play every team in one of the other conference divisions. So I don't know who, like, you know, the Patriots and the NFC North will be playing this year, but, you know, they will play them. They rotate every 4 years. You know, they'll play that same team every 4 years, or that division, I should say, every 4 years and stuff like that. And, you know, they'll play, like, you know, some other big names and stuff like that. If you have, like, rivalries, and they do all that stuff. And now that there's 17 games in the season as opposed to 16, you know, all that. So it's, you know, we'll see come next week, you know, what, you know, are some teams I'm looking forward to and all that stuff. And maybe some teams I'd be like, they might change this out type of thing. But, you know, that'll be a next week, you know, determining seeing that and all that. NBA, like I said earlier, the Bucks fired head coach Mike Budenholzer after 5 years. After basically, you know, this early round, first round exit this year, when they were, you know, the number one seed and all that stuff. I guess it's not, I mean, it made sense in the field, because, I mean, it's just kind of how it goes with sports. Like, if, you know, the coach is usually always the one to, like, get the blame, get the firing, and all that stuff, regardless of, you know, what happens regardless of it is, you know, maybe all their fault, a little bit their fault, you know, amidst of, like, you know, their fault and, like, maybe the team not living up to the expectations and all that stuff. But I think if not for them winning the championship in 2021, he probably would have been fired after that season. Because, you know, they had, like, you know, the previous 2 years they had Giannis was, like, the MVP. That year, he was the MVP and they had the number one seed. But that year they were, you know, he wasn't the MVP, but they were the three seeds. You know, they were still a high seed and all that. But, yeah, if they did not win that championship, he probably would have been fired that year. I'm sure actively looking for a coach, but, like, you know, season's still going. So, I mean, if they have any interest on people for the teams that are still playing, then they might have to wait until, like, after the season over and all that stuff, because there's probably some, like, maybe collective bargaining agreements with, like, you know, for the league and all that stuff when, you know, making, you know, who you're doing, like, actually, like, start to interview and all that stuff. So, you know, that's kind of how, you know, I see that whole thing. Like, you know, if it wasn't for, like, 2 years old, yeah, it would have happened earlier, but, you know. So, you know, they have, you know, a coach to look for. I think they also have kind of, like, some stuff to look with, like, you know, financial stuff in terms of players. I think Chris Middleton's up for a contract extension or something like that, or he'll be a free agent. But with Giannis signing that, you know, Matt's contract prior to the 2020-21 season, kind of puts him in a financial little hardship in terms of having to, like, you know, balance, you know, what they have in cap space and all that stuff. So, you know, that'll be definitely, you know, for, like, an off-season type of thing and what happens, you know, down the road and stuff like that, because, you know, I don't really know who's all, you know, available in terms of, like, free agents for after the season for NBA and stuff like that, because, I mean, that's kind of usually something I pay attention, like, more so when it happens, like, after the season opens and, like, free agency starts, and it's, like, you know, you'll kind of be, like, you know, all, like, ESPN and The Athletic and, you know, Bleacher Report, CBS Sports, all that, they'll kind of, like, you know, kind of projects into, like, who they think would fit best, or, like, what free agent would go best with which team in town, like, you know, predicting, like, contracts and all that stuff. So it's kind of interesting to look at and be like, you know, okay, I can see that, or I don't see it and stuff like that. But from that to the NBA playoffs, we got two game sitses tonight, and then two game sitses tomorrow. Tonight is Boston, Philly, and then we got Denver and Phoenix. Games are in Phoenix and in Philadelphia, with Philadelphia and Denver with the chance to clinch their spot into the conference finals. I'm more so surprised at the, you know, with the I almost said Philadelphia Phillies, that's not it. Philadelphia 76ers having a chance to clinch, because it seems like, you know, with, you know, Milwaukee eliminated, like, Boston, this was, like, kind of their chance. And, like, we knew this was going to be, like, you know, a tough series regardless, for, like, I mean, both for Boston and Philly, just because, like, you know, they're two contenders, and, you know, it was kind of, like, you know, hope, you know, by the playoff gods that, like, you know, if they made it to the second round, they would be playing each other type of thing. But, like, you know, it seemed like, you know, with what Boston did last year and made it to the finals, you know, they brought back pretty much everyone, I believe. You know, they brought in some other people to help. You know, they had, like, you know, when you have, like, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, as kind of, like, your three big, and then you can put out, like, you know, Al Horford at the four, or even the five if you need to. But I think he's been playing at the five, because I think Tatum's been playing at the four, like the power forward, and then Brown, small forward, Smart at point guard, and then I think it's kind of been like Devin White and Malcolm Brogdon at the shooting guard type of thing. And then, like, you know, they have a bitter bench, or they've had a deep bench, so they're trying to, like, you know, add it all that up, because, you know, I mean, it's the playoffs, so, like, you're obviously gonna be playing your main five for most of the time, but, like, you want to have, you know, a pretty good bench, because, you know, regardless of who they are, they're going to need, like, you know, a couple minutes on the bench, you know, to rest a little bit every now and then. So you want to have, you know, a good enough team to back you up when, you know, these star players, you know, go to the bench for rest and stuff like that. But, you know, Philly played really well game five in Boston. It wasn't like a complete blowout, but it was, I mean, 12 points. But, I mean, Boston was able to, like, kind of catch up towards the end, because I think they had like a 20-some point lead at one point, Philly did. And, you know, Boston were doing a little bit of a run, you know, Philadelphia counter, and, you know, in playoff basketball, it's kind of like your thing. Like, if, I mean, someone can go on like a 10-0 run, but if you can respond with, like, you know, maybe a 7-0 run of your own, kind of like, you know, regain your lead, kind of give yourself some breathing room, and, you know, if you're going to, like, the fourth quarter and stuff like that, that you have, you know, a little bit of room to work with, you know. And it helps, like, this. And, like, it does help if you have a good bench, just, like, you know, you can have, like, a 15-point lead or something like that, you know, like, with a minute or two left of the, you know, third quarter or even the start of the fourth quarter, like, you know, give them a, you know, couple-minute rest. And, like, you know, not have to worry about, like, losing too much of your lead. But, yeah, having the chance for them to clinch at home, you know, is pretty, I mean, it's always cool regardless of team to be able to, like, you know, clinch that playoff series win at home and move on. Because, I mean, they win, because whoever wins this series of, like, Boston and Philly will, like, have home court advantage for the conference finals. Boston's the 2, see Philly's the 3, and then the other teams left is, you know, the New York Knicks, who are the 5, and then Miami, who's the 8, so, like, you know, they're not going to get the top seed, or they won't have home court advantage. So, and then, you know, Denver and Phoenix also, you know, tonight, Denver chance to clinch. I mean, I'd be surprised. I mean, it's at home, so maybe Phoenix, you know, Phoenix has won the previous two games in the series at home. Like, you know, the home team has won every game so far in the series. So, you know, maybe it continues tonight, and then, you know, they can, because Chris Paul is again not playing because of a groin injury that he suffered in game two. So, I mean, that definitely, again, like it did for his team, like, you know, 3 and 4 at home, puts all the pressure on, you know, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and the supporting cast, you know, at Phoenix to, like, you know, step up and, like, in those games at home, like, you know, Durant and Butcher definitely did their part in, you know, prolonging the series, you know, getting them back in, getting it tied, going to Denver. But, you know, it wasn't really that close in game five a whole lot. And, you know, Denver pulled away and stuff like that. And, you know, there was a little bit of a fight from, like, you know, Phoenix and all that. But, you know, it's just, you know, they, I mean, at some point they can only do so much. And, like, it's been, like, I think Cameron Payne and then Landry Shamet kind of taking over, or kind of, you know, taking most of those minutes left by Chris Paul. So, I mean, if Phoenix can get to game seven, I don't know if they would, I don't know if they're, you know, Paul would even have a chance to play. I mean, there might be a chance, you know, but, like, I don't know if he would play. Because I guess game seven would be Sunday, which is weird that there's no game Saturday. Like, is there something going on Saturday? Not that I can think of in terms of sports. See, the 13th. But it's on Saturday the 13th, so it's not Friday the 13th, you know, so it's not, like, ooh, terribly spooky type of thing. But I don't know, that's just really weird. Because, I mean, there could possibly be three Game 7s on Sunday. And then a Game 7 of, like, the Heat and Nets would be on Monday if, you know, it gets to that point. Because, you know, there was Game 5 last... Or, yeah. Yeah, it was Game 5 last night of, you know, the Nets and Heat series, and then Los Angeles Lakers and Golden State Warriors, with Golden State and, you know, New York needing to win and getting the win and staying alive in the series. So now we go back to Miami and... Yeah, Miami and L.A. So both have a chance to clinch at home again for Game 6. So, you know, that's interesting. I didn't watch any of them last night. I mean, I watched, like, a little bit of the Nets and Heat before I, you know, it was Wednesdays before I went to trivia with people. And then afterwards, I hung out with a friend. So I didn't watch the Lakers Warriors, but, like, I checked the score and it was, like, you know, the Warriors were winning by, like, double digits, and there was, like, a minute and a half or, like, 2 minutes left in the fourth, so... it was pretty much a done deal at that point. But, you know, by this point next week, you know, next week's show, we'll have conference finals all set. I don't know if we'll have... We might have a game, but, like, if Game 7's going to Sunday and then Monday... if it goes to Game 7 for Miami and New York, Miami wins. I mean, obviously being the 8th seed, they're going to have to travel to Philly or Boston. So, I mean, that might be... They might do it Wednesday. It might be Wednesday for both. I don't know. Because, you know, then there's only going to be, like, you know, the conference finals, and then, you know, and we're down to the Final Four from, in the, you know, the NBA Final Four, I guess, if you want to call it that. You know, so, I mean, you know, they'll be set. We might have a game one already played, I would think. You know, if they start Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll at least have a game one. So, you know, we can at least, you know, have an early reaction to the conference finals with game ones, you know, being set, and all that. So, you know, we're getting close to that in regards to, you know, NBA Finals. And, you know, it's still, I mean, the West is definitely, you know, probably, you know, I feel like, you know, whoever wins, you know, Denver and Phoenix, and then Boston and Philly are probably, you know, the favorites to win the conference, you know, and even to win, you know, the championship in, you know, everything type of thing. But, probably, I mean, Phoenix definitely rise on, like, you know, Chris Paul being able to come back, you know, healthy. I mean, a groin injury is probably not the easiest to come back, especially, like, you know, in a sport like basketball where, you know, it's a lot of it. Especially, you know, with him being a point guard, you're kind of like, you know, you're the quarterback to the team, you're leading the offense, you're leading the team. Even like, you know, on defense, you're kind of leading the team, you know, making sure everyone's in, like, you know, the right spot for, you know, defense. I mean, it's easy if you're playing man, because then, you know, everyone just, you know, guards a person. But, like, if you're playing at a 2-3 or a 3-2 zone or a 1-3-1 zone, if you want to, you know, be a little spicy and do it that way, too. But, I mean, most teams kind of play man. I mean, with, like, a zone, you can pretty much beat pretty easily. Like, if you can, like, just pass the ball around, you can, you know, find a spot in the zone and stuff like that. Or if you can run the triangle offense, which not many teams have done, unless you're, like, you know, coached by Phil Jackson with the Bulls and the Lakers, then, you know, then you can beat a zone. But, like, you know, most just do, you know, basic, nice and easy, you know, man defense, everyone guards one person type of thing, you know. But you might do, like, a rotation, you know, for, like, pick and rolls and all that stuff, and, you know, depending on the game plan, you could switch to a zone and stuff like that, but, you know, like I said, like, yeah. So, we'll see. I mean, if, you know, Phoenix can win, you know, with Game 7 being on Sunday, they might be able to get a chance to get Chris Paul back and all that stuff and, you know, we'll see, you know, with what happens in regards to, like, you know, who's going to be in the conference finals, you know, who I think will win, you know, and then who will be, like, you know, the overall NBA finals winners. They need to, they're never going to change it, but it'd be nice to have, like, a, you know, a fun name for that. Because, you know, football has the Super Bowl, baseball has the World Series, hockey has, you know, the Stanley Cup, and then basketball just has the NBA Finals. And it's like, oh, yeah, we know, but, like, you know, I don't know, you think they'd come up with something a little bit more interesting than that, but I guess not. I kind of doubt they ever will. But, you know, maybe in my lifetime they will, but as of now, it's just NBA Finals, but just kind of like, eh, it's a name. So now transition to a first for this podcast and stuff like that. And just like a first for, like, probably even, like, my other, like, me doing, like, a kind of show like this, or, like, a podcast type radio show, you know, all that stuff. We're going to talk a little bit of hockey. Have I ever covered this? I don't believe so. Definitely not on this podcast. I mean, we're, like, what, 5 or 6 episodes into this now. I definitely didn't talk about it on my radio show in college. I talked a little bit of hockey in one of my classes because we did, like, a kind of a project where we kind of, I think we did, like, a little podcast episode or something like that. And we, you know, had, like, kind of a list of stuff like that. So I think we talked, like, you know, college football, because it was fall semester, so, like, yeah, we did, like, football, or we did college football, probably did a little bit of regular football. We might have did baseball, but I think baseball was over, or at least, you know, baseball season with the playoffs and World Series and stuff like that might have been, it was probably over by that time. So I think if I remember correctly, it was, like, a later project, you know, in the semester, so stuff like that. So yeah, it would have been, like, November-ish, so then, yeah, baseball season was over. But I know, like, because, like, one of the members in my group, like, he's a big hockey guy and stuff like that, so he wanted to talk a little bit, but, like, neither of us, like, our other guy wasn't really that much of a sports person, except, like, I think kind of very, very, very casually, like, a little bit. And, like, I'm a sports person, but, like, I don't know, I didn't grow up watching hockey. Like, the most hockey I probably watched was either, like, was probably, you know, to be honest, watching, like, either the Mighty Ducks movies or the movie Miracle. That's based off, like, you know, the 1980 U.S. Men's hockey team beating Russia or upsetting Russia and stuff like that. You know, kind of the background of, like, you know, them setting up the team and stuff like that. So, like, the most of my hockey kind of watching is coming in forms of, like, you know, media, which, I mean, I just made sense considering I'm a media studies was, like, my emphasis area for my communication bachelor's degree in college, so it made sense in that regard. But, like, I never really watched it, didn't play it. I've done ice skating, so, like, I can, like, ice skate and stuff like that, but, like, you know, it's one thing to ice skate, it's another thing to, like, you know, be able to, like, you know, take a hit and, like, do a slap shot and all that stuff. But I think, like, I think probably in order to, because, like, so I don't really know any of the rules, like, I don't know, like, high, I know, like, you know, some of them was, like, you know, penalties where it's, like, high checking and, you know, there's, like, icing and, those might be the only two I know of. But, so, I think what would help, we need, like, you know, like, I've watched Ted Lasso, and I love Ted Lasso, and it's kind of helped me understand, like, you know, the whole Premier League soccer, and, like, you know, teams play the season, like, they can either get promoted or demoted based on how well they do, and, you know, they have, like, you know, league championships and stuff like that, and, like, you know, it's Ted Lasso, so it's, like, you know, it's a show, and it's kind of fictionalized, because, like, the lead team that, you know, follows Ted Lasso, and, like, he's the coach of is, like, AFC Richmond. It's not a real team, but it's based off, like, you know, a real English Premier League team. I don't remember the name of, but, you know, it's based off of that. And, like, you know, there's, like, West Ham, and, like, they play Manchester Manchester United, and then your Man City and stuff like that. So they play like real teams in there, but like, you know, it's just a, you know, the AFC Richmond's like a, you know, fictionalized version of like a real team type of thing. So, but it's trying to like, yeah, it's helped me do that. It's trying to help me understand, you know, some of the rules with like offsides a little bit, you know, stuff like that. So like, if there was a show like that with hockey, I'd probably understand things a little bit more than what I do, because it's like, it's a lot of fast paced. There's a lot of like, you know, checking. There's another term I know, checking. You know, and then when people like hit each other and stuff like that. So you know, there's that. But like, I just don't follow it. Like, I'll watch Olympic hockey. I think the last like NHL game I watched was probably in 2015 when the Chicago Blackhawks won their third Stanley Cup, you know, the decade. Because I think they clinched it, you know, in Chicago at the United Center, which is like the first time they've like clinched the Stanley Cup at home in like 60 years or whatever it was, type of thing. So, I mean, I guess if I follow a team, it's probably the Blackhawks. But like, you know, casually, because I mean, you know, they're kind of like in a rebuild, and like, you know, with the NFL, wow, NFL, NHL, draft lottery this past Monday, the Blackhawks won, you know, the lottery, so they get the first overall pick in the NHL draft. And it seems like, you know, it's kind of a unanimous decision of like who they're going to get, like this, it's like 17-year-old, I guess, like hockey phenom who's like, was like a amazing player in like Canada and like was able to like, you know, sign with like a lead team or something like that at age 15 and stuff like that. And that's what it kind of seems like, you know, that I've been looking at, like, you know, stuff like, you know, The Athletic and some like a couple like mock drafts type of thing, because like now you have like that, you know, the draft, the lottery teams and that draft order is set, and then, you know, once the playoffs are done, you know, the rest of the order will be set and stuff like that. But yeah, it kind of seems like, you know, the first overall pick for them is pretty much set. And then, like, you know, there's also, I guess, like, with the Anaheim Ducks, who had, like, I guess, the best odds to get the number one pick, but one ended up being number two. And, you know, they got, like, the Nets' best player. Then I guess it seems like, you know, kind of, I guess, like, this year with, like, the NFL draft, like, you know, the draft kind of really starts at three, because, like, it seemed like, you know, the Panthers and then like the Texans were going to take like, you know, the top two quarterbacks, and then like, you know, when the Cardinals picked at number three, that's when like, you know, the actual draft started, because it's like, well, what is, you know, the you know, Cardinals going to do, because like they don't really need a quarterback, because they had Kyler Murray's doing enough, you know, ACL injury. So it's like, do they trade it and get like, you know, some picks later for this year, maybe some next year type of thing? And they did trade, you know, down and stuff like that. So it kind of seems like that's kind of the similar thing for hockey this year. And so, I mean, I might actually watch, you know, the draft. Definitely the first pick type of thing, you know. And then I know, like, the NBA Finals, they start June 1st. And, like, hockey, the playoffs usually start around the same time as the NBA. I think maybe the week prior to that. So, like, they might start, like, end of May, or maybe even early June type of thing, with the same thing for, you know, NBA. But again, like, I don't watch it a whole lot, so I mean, I might check out the Stanley Cup type thing. Will we cover on here? Maybe. We might do like an NHL Stanley Cup Finals preview, from someone who's watched like basically no hockey in his life. So I mean, that might be interesting. I could do that. When, you know, they determine, like, you know, I don't know where, I think they might still be in, like, the conference semifinals or in the conference finals. No, they're still in the conference semifinals. They call it the second round, but, like, it's the same thing, because, I mean, eight teams from each conference made it. So, I don't know why they have it as the second round, where, like, you know, NBA does, you know, it's like the first round, and then you have the conference semifinals. So, I don't know how that works exactly, but, you know, yeah, no baseball this week. I didn't really, you know, I haven't watched a whole lot of games, and, you know, we are a month in, you know, kind of same stuff. I mean, the Brewers kind of had a long losing streak. They, you know, broke against the Dodgers, I believe, on Monday, like, you know, gave a good old-fashioned butt-whooping. It's like 9-3 or 10-3, something like that. Blowout, and, you know, then they lost the previous two, the next two. Pirates, I think, now have like a half-game lead in the division because they've been doing bad. Cubs are up to like 2.5 games out. Then we try up and down the Cardinals, kind of showing a little bit of life. They've been playing a little bit better. And then, you know, Cincinnati Reds. They're like in fourth, I think, still, you know, kind of hanging around. You know, they're just trying to chill and doing their own little thing, you know. You know, it's a long season for them, you know. Obviously, you're not doing anything. I think they have, like, you know, a top pick in the draft come June. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, looking for the future for the Cincinnati Reds type of thing. And I'm trying to think of, like, any other big news that's really happened in baseball. I mean, Aaron Judge came back for the Yankees after, like, missing, I believe, 10 games with an injury. I don't think there's been any, like, other major injuries or news. You know, we're still early May, you know, mid-May type of thing, you know, so stuff is kind of starting. I mean, I've seen, like, stuff, there's, like, an ESPN thing where it's, like, kind of predicting, like, some early things for, like, you know, trade deadline. I mean, you know, that'll come up soon before we know it. And, you know, by this time, you know, next month in June, we'll kind of have, you know, a little bit more of, like, where teams are better, you know, and kind of, like, you know, for the contenders and, you know, or I guess, like, buyers and sellers, you know, what they're willing to do and stuff like that and all that. So we might, you know, check back into baseball a little bit next week, stuff like that, even for a little bit, you know, just to let you know, because we didn't do it this week that much. But that is it for this week's episode. So thank you for listening, and have a good week.